And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD, the very beginning of what we're going to do. I want to let you know how it's going to go. Wait, it's called False Starts. Get it? I messed that up. No, that's a joke. It's not a false start. It's actually False Starts. We'll deal with that in a little bit. Plus, we're going to look at, remember the old comic books back in the day? We're going to look at the 98-pound weakling. Yeah, that was in the very back of the comic books when the guy was kicking sand in his face. Remember? Yeah. Also, we'll look at Be Honest, always a good thing to do. And then we'll wind down this hour defying the alphabet by saying I is not before O.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. You know what I miss? Potato latkes. I miss potato latkes. Oy vey. My grandma made the best potato latkes. Anyway, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, and matzo ball soup. My mom made the best matzo ball soup. 866-K-Praise. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry.
The role of the pastor is more critical than it is today.
Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by City View Church and the French Gourmet. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ mobile app.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here. Just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Open before the Lord.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Man, do we got a lot of business to cover. All right, let's start off with our very first thing. Our good friend Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife Coral from Whitefields Ministries, taking the gospel to the corners of the earth as though there were corners in the earth. The idea is just to take the gospel as far out. Now, it's not that we don't need plenty of missionary work in the United States, because in fact we do. You might not be aware of this, but Encinitas is one of the most unchurched cities in California. Didn't know that, did you? Ooh, statistics. Those are funny things, aren't they? But anyhow, along with that are the needs of all of these people that have never heard the gospel throughout the world, ever, or have only heard some other religious concept. And these ministers that work with Whitefields Ministries, they take the gospel to these far out places. And it's great. And people want to get in touch with that, or they want to connect with that. The problem is they don't know how. One of the ways you can connect to ministries that go all over the world is by praying with them. You know, not everything is about money. I just want to, I know it's, how can you say that on Christian radio? Because not everything is about money. God's not broke, okay? Sometimes it's about the power of prayer and just committing to a cause, praying for it, and being a partner in it through prayer. I can tell you right now, because Steve will be in here in 2 weeks, he'll tell you that very same thing. Hey, if you give, great, but pray for us. Because believing that God is on your side within the cause is very powerful indeed. Whitefields.org, great place to visit to get a handle on what the ministry is doing and read different testimonies. Whitefields.org. Go to the website because that gives you a better feel. You can call them 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. To talk to somebody, but just go to the website, check it out. If you're not sure about it, give me a holler. I'll tell you all about Steve. I've known him for quite some time, almost the entire time I've done the show. So it's a long time. All right, let's before we do the E-Cola, just before we do that, I got two things I want to say real quickly. One, on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m., we have Pastor Meekins, who does a show that's called This Is Our Prayer. It's a live call-in show for prayer. They're going to do some special things for the Texas victims, and we think that's kind of cool. So we encourage you, if you are on your way to church or if you're sitting at home or if you're just trying to catch it, you are welcome to. It's This Is Our Prayer, 8 a.m. right here on KPRZ Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Eric comes in Sunday mornings, takes prayers from all over the country, all over the world, basically. Except the ones where they're really expensive phone calls. Then we tell them to stop that. Okay, so anyway, taking prayers, have them come in, and then people pray, and people are all over the world praying. It's like, how good is that? How would you like to have 100 more people praying about what you're praying about? Okay. Well, there you go. And I do want to say this real quickly. Our very own Susie Q, she wanted me to let you know that there's, I guess, going to be some border closures at Mexico and San Isidro. We'll be closing for 48 hours, like late in September. I will get you more information as we get that information, but you should be aware of that. If you're going to travel out there, you probably want to know. All right, let's do this real quick on this E. coli, what's bugging me, because it just happened as these things have been happening lately. E. coli, termite, and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control is gentle as a butterfly. ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. By the way, that's me smacking the mic. Apparently, this is a very stubborn bug. I was going to tell you that what was bugging me was that going to the gym, everybody else smells bad, but I smell good. But that's really not what's bugging me, because that was earlier today. After I got into the studio, the thing that decided to bug me was me picking up my hot tea, just pulling out my hot tea, dropping it, spilling it right on my thigh on my really thin, cheap pants, and having my both my thighs burning because of my hot tea. That right now, that's what's bugging me. Let me tell you something. It's very painful. You know, when you were 30, you were indestructible. Hey, guess what? I'm not 30. That's the answer to that. All right, let's get into a false start, which we haven't had yet, but I've had plenty of. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about false starts. What am I talking about? Well, this is what I'm talking about right here in Scripture. It says this in Acts chapter 7, verse 20 through 22. At this time, Moses was born. And he was a beautiful baby in God's sight. He was brought up for 3 months in his father's house. And when he was exposed, Pharaoh's daughter adopted him and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. This dude was the fortunate Mo. Mo was fortunate because he was raised in Pharaoh's house, instructed in all of the wisdom of the Egyptians. He was mighty in words and deeds. We're going to cover that in the next segment, because you're going to find out that doesn't mean what you think it means. Ooh. But guess what happened after Mo started thinking of himself pretty good? I'm a pretty good guy. I'm 40 years old. I'm a pretty good guy. I was brought up in Pharaoh's house. I'm pretty smart. I got a lot of authority. Powerful indeed. Acts chapter 7, verse 23. When he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brothers, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them being wrong, he defended the oppressed man and avenged him by striking down the Egyptian. He supposed that his brothers would understand that God was giving them salvation by his hand, but they did not understand. And on the following day, he appeared to them as they were quarreling, trying to reconcile them, saying, "Men, you are brothers. Why do you wrong each other?" But the man who was wronging his neighbor thrust him aside, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" At this retort, Moses fled and became an exile in the land of Midian, where he became the father of two sons. This is Mo. In the beginning of Mo's ministry, how did he do? When he was 4 years old, 40 years old, raised in the wisdom and in the knowledge and concepts of the Egyptian world and culture, he still knew he was Jewish by connection, because the scripture says he went to visit his brothers. And he wanted his brothers to know that he was there for them. He was so there for them that when he entered ministry, the first thing Moses did was kill somebody. The first thing that Moses did was kill an Egyptian. Way to start the ministry. "Hi, I'm here for God." Wait, what? That's not right. Right. He thought he was fantastic. He was the bomb. He was like the dude, right? Except he started off his ministry in the flesh. You're thinking, no, that's how it had to go. It does not say that God told him or instructed him to kill an Egyptian. It is what happened. But I doubt it's right there where God said, "You know, the first Egyptian you see smacking a Jewish person, take his head off. You know, sever it and throw it over in the corner. Use it for a football." It's just not in the book. It's not in the scripture. And what he did do is he jumped into ministry and he caused what? Pain and division. And what am I saying? What are you saying, Dave? Sometimes a start in ministry, sometimes a start in a project is not always the best start. Did you know that not everything starts perfectly? Hey, I got one for you. It's going to blow your mind. Did you know that not every church is ordained of God? What? How could it have the word church? That's a tax liability code. Has to do with 15.30C. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Not every work is the work of God, or God's very confused. Maybe it's us that are confused. Maybe it's walking with God and maybe not walking ahead of God. Not that we need to be so far behind we can't see him, but maybe not ahead of him. In flesh ministry, well, that creates some problems. So what we're going to examine is really what the most important element of entering ministry, projects, and service of God is before you get the whole ball rolling. That's what we're going to talk about. How do you start it right and not have a false start? We'll get to that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. This is AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, online at kprz.com or on Twitter at KPRZ Radio or on your smartphone, iPad, or tablet with the KPRZ app. And now, KPRZ is available on the newest device for Christian radio listening, the hands-free, voice-controlled smart speaker.
Find me KPRZ Radio.
Playing KPRZ Radio in San Diego.
Welcome to the next generation of AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to Maranatha Chapel in San Diego to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets Wednesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. This unique celebration is a tradition for the family at Maranatha. It's an inspirational reminder and rehearsal of end times prophecy. Pastor Ray offers a biblical look at the Feast of Trumpets and a special message. For information and directions, go to events.maranathachapel.org or call 858-613-7800.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. In 2017, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel next fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many other historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renewed vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead the tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit ExperienceIsraelTour.com. That's ExperienceIsraelTour.com.
You're listening to Plugged In on 1210 AM KPRZ. The Netflix TV series The Defenders depicts yet another set of Marvel superheroes banding together to fight a massive evil. This time, though, it's a group of somewhat second-tier heroes. Jessica Jones, the Iron Fist, Daredevil, and Luke Cage that you may not know so well.
The thing about war is it only works if both sides believe they're the good guys.
It's a fairly well-written show, but these inner-city heroes tend to wallow in brutal and sometimes sensual situations that can be unexpected. If the TVMA rating left any doubt, let me say that this isn't a superhero story for kids. So I'm giving The Defenders a 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. For the full review, go to PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Making me whole, free to be myself, and drop the silly role. Got to live my life on my own.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, tomorrow in the second hour, Margie Ross is going to be Margie Ross. Sorry, my bad. Actually, she's been on before. She was on about 17 months ago. Regnery Publishing has taken a stand, as are other conservative publishers, saying that's enough of the New York Times and their shenanigans of a bestsellers list. And you're going to see that plummet as everybody pulls out. And she'll get a chance to talk about that because it is so politicized that they won't count numbers. So when you get to the point in politics where you can't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it's time to go back to kindergarten and first grade where it's that whole see dick run thing. Okay? Now let's go back there. I think some people have to do that. This segment brought to you by our very good friend Sam Rasool, who's going to be on our show later on today. Sam is an amazing guy who's committed to helping people in real estate. We kind of know that just by the things that he does. He's committed to the gospel. He's committed to helping his brothers, his sister, and the San Diego Christian community. So much so that if you buy or sell a house through us, through the KPRZP, you get in touch with Sam, he takes 25% of his commission, the gross commission, not the net. And he gives that to whatever ministry or church you want him to. And that's pretty cool. You must say. Plus, if you're selling your house, he will take up to $25,000 to help you fix up that house. And then when your house sells, he takes the money back at the close of escrow, does not charge any interest. Plus, if you need somebody to come out and walk with you through your property, instead of just putting in numbers that they would take in mind, that the people that you were working with would take in mind, the blood, sweat, and tears, the tender, loving care that you've put into it. Well, that's what Sam does. That's what he's committed to. And no charge and no sign-up fee and no signing anything. He'll come out and meet with you. If you like what you see and you like what you hear, then you work something out with Sam. If not, don't worry about it. ThinkSam.com is his website. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you and it's for Aunt Gertrude, then we say, send her to Sam. That's right. That's right. I did get the her in there. Thank you. All right. Before we get back to our thingy, I do want our thingy. It's, you know, that thing. Don't forget Destined for Victory, Paul Shepherd book. If you go to KPRZ.com and click on the Rebuilding What the Enemy Almost Destroyed book, you can give a penny and get a book. Would I encourage you to give a penny? Well, no. But you can give any amount and you will get the book. Doesn't matter. You can get it today. KPRZ.com and click on the banner. Bam. That's kind of nice. All right. We started the very first segment talking about false starts in ministries. I've had false starts, so I'm not sure why that's bizarre. And not just false starts in ministries. I've had false starts in projects. And I've had false starts in businesses. So I'm not sure that this is exclusive to ministry, and I don't think it is, in any capacity. But there is this amazing lesson that God tries to teach you and me. It's just so hard. It's one of those lessons that it's like, I can't stand learning this lesson again. But the only reason I have to learn it again is because I keep forgetting it, you know, kind of thing. And it's all about the 98-pound weakling. So in the back of those comic books back in the day, they used to have those ads where the guy kicks sand in the guy's face and he's got to go to, I don't know, was Atlas or what? Who was that? It was like
I want to say it was either Charles Atlas or Joe Weider or maybe both.
I think it was like a Charles Atlas.
Yeah, Charles Atlas.
Yeah, and then you got to pump up and become strong and blah, 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 blah. I think the whole point in this is you're going to find out right now as we go through the scripture that there is a part of you that is better off being the 98-pound weakling. And here's why. Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. Now, keep in mind, we were talking about Acts chapter 7, where it said that Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. Remember, we talked about that in the last segment. Now listen to this, and you're going to say, wait, those don't go together, but you'll find out they do. Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue. And then the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Who made him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak. So Moses and God are having this conversation, and yes, they were having a conversation. That's when people talk back and forth. And Moses was like, you want me to speak for you? Well, I can't speak very good. I'm bad. Now, what you might be thinking is, well, wait, in Acts chapter 7, verse 22, Dave, you just read Moses was instructed in the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in words and deeds. Mighty in words and deeds does not mean eloquent in speech. It means that Moses had authority when he spoke. Now, if Moses said, we're going to build a building, then that's what you were going to do because Moses' words carried weight. That's what it means when it says mighty in words and mighty in deeds. But Moses' complaint to God is, I'm not one of the stage guys. I mean, that's his argument. He's like, I'm not on the radio. Now, here's God's response. Good. Then I'll do the speaking through you. In other words, you would think that God would be like, you're a bad choice. I don't know what I was thinking. I must have zoned out. What God wanted for Moses was 40 years he went to Midian and was, in fact, a foreigner. 40 years. Listen to this. After 40 years, God was like, now you're ready. I think Moses was thinking, wait, what? What happened to me 40 years ago when I was a young, healthy, vibrant young man? Well, that was part of the problem right there. You thought you were a healthy, young, vibrant man, and you were just an idiot, and I had to get the idiot part out of you, so I put you on the backside of a desert for 40 years. And now that you've been on the backside of a desert for 40 years and you don't think you could speak, now you're ready. You see, sometimes the 98-pound weakling brings the gorilla into the room. And in that case, God is the gorilla. And he's like, okay, I'm here. And so while Moses was freaking out because he was slow of speech, God's response is, well, that's why I'm here to help you. And you see, when Moses figured out that he couldn't do it, that's when God said, now you're ready. Because now you have to depend on me. Now, it is true, as the story goes on, that Moses got a little irritated in the situation, of which Scripture notes that God got irritated with him, if you are not familiar with that. Fine, we'll use your brother, kind of thing. But the bottom line is Moses became ready when Moses came to an end of Moses. When Mo became no, it was time to go. Oh, I just made that up, and that's gold. When Mo became no, it was time to go. You get that? It's just genius. Hold on. I'm breaking my arm, patting my back there. So what I'm trying to say is when he figured out after 40 years of being on the backside of the desert and not doing anything, now he was ready for ministry because now it would have to be God. It would be less Moses and more God in the situation. Now, how good is that? That's true in business. Less you, more God. Good thing. Use the brains he gave you. But be humble. All right, when we come back, we're going to look at how that applies to us as we follow Jesus. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Inside that makes you shine. So that the love you never die, never die. And every time you see you want me.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
My friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is a critical month for children in the country of Kenya and South Sudan. Also critical month, as you well know, for those families suffering in the Houston, Texas area and surrounding communities. Through Cross International, you can give a double blessing gift. Here's how it works. When you give your gift for Africa to feed a child through the next 5 months, through the end of January, January. That is a $60 one-time gift. That provides the food they need for these suffering children and families. But when you call the number I'm about to give you, you can add on a special love gift for the families and friends in Houston that have been through so much. Let me give you the number. You can use your credit card when you call 866-946-8233, 866-946-8233. Let's be the hands and feet of Christ. Call right now. Call 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
The Bible says we're made in the image of God. But Dr. Tony Evans says there's more to that idea than just a little family resemblance. He explains how families fit into God's plan to build His kingdom as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
God's goal is the reduplication of God. When your family fails, when your family quits, that is not simply an indictment on you. It is an embarrassment to God. And so the first question you've got to ask is, am I committed to my family enough not to embarrass God? Your happiness is important. I'm not throwing that aside. But what I am saying is that it is secondary to God's purpose, and God's purpose is the replication of Himself. So family was created for God's purpose, and we are like runners in a relay race passing the baton, replicating God. And if you've never thought about family that way, you'd better think about it. That you men have got to decide, I'm going to keep my family together for the sake of God. And if you were raised in a non-ideal family, don't replicate the failure. Start a new series of success. Don't keep hell going. Start heaven over again. That's the challenge we have. Because the issue of family is theological. God said, I want them to do my bidding, to carry my name, to enjoy my blessing.
If you're looking for biblical success strategies, Dr. Evans has written a book packed full of them. It's called Kingdom Man, and it'll teach you or the man in your life how to become the godly, loving leader God intended him to be. Get details on Kingdom Man when you visit us at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things we want to run in your direction. Don't forget about KPRZ app. You can get that at your app store, and it's absolutely free. So get the app anytime you want, and then you can use the app. But it's free at the app store. Absolutely free. I just want to make sure you know that. Don't forget also the 12th annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. It's kind of nice because you get there's this opportunity. I've had a chance to do several of these where the pastors get together and they don't have to do anything. They don't have to prepare a sermon. In fact, we give away prizes and do cool things like that. So all they have to do is eat and receive, which is the intent. So I'm just letting you know what's going on there. And I think they've kind of, you know, last time we ordered some way extra food. So I think they're asking, aren't they asking like, yeah, hey, you know, sign up, you know, make sure that you do it appropriately. But at the end, we're going to take everybody's money and give it back or something like that. I can't figure out what they're doing. There's some new thing in the registration. I don't know. All you got to know is it's free. If the Jewish guy tells you it's free, it's free. That's all you got to know. Okay. All right. And if you're offended by that, then there's a train leaving for Istanbul pretty time soon. Very soon time. Dr. Robert Jeffers can be speaking at that. That'll be good. Cross International are going to be joining us next week. Robert Lewis and Jim Beeler coming back in. They've done phenomenal work for Cross, and I've had great times with them. They're going to be in the studio next week. Looking forward to that. Robert's probably, I mean, Tom's pretty passionate, but Robert is probably the most passionate guy I know that does appeals. Now, him and Scott Wilder, just something about those guys. They just, they're not just into it. It's their hearts. I mean, they really do a good job. Don't you enjoy them, especially when he tells the stories and stuff?
They'd be a great tag team.
Yeah, that would be, right? We're going to have to use them when the actual end of the world comes. And they're just going to have to do the opportunities and the pleas for people to accept Christ. You know, then right after that, and it's over. All right, there you go. Good thought there. Agent Squares, like that. All right, so we've been talking about false starts, not just in ministry, though we did use ministry as an example, that Moses kind of had a false start, and you might think, well, that wasn't really a false start. Look, at somebody dying and then him having to go on the backside of a desert for 40 years, that was a false start. I don't care. What do you got to be? You got to be, I mean, come on. And then he's like, hey, Lord, I can't speak. I can't do anything. I'm useless. And it's like God's like going, good, now we can get to work. And for Christians, that's really hard to hear, even though we're deeply aware of scriptures that say, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Even though we know that passage in 2 Corinthians 12:9, we don't pay attention. Now just think about that. Listen to what he says. He says, this is God responding to Paul. He's got this suffering he's going through. People say, well, it was his eye problem. Other people say it was a demon. Other people say it was this. Does it matter? It was irritating him quite a bit where he kept asking God, give me a break. Give me a break. You ever had that expression going to God? That's what he said. And the Lord goes, well, let's see. Really, my grace is sufficient, because my power is made perfect when you're operating in weakness, because in that weakness, my power can come through. Like, uh-oh. And that's the next big uh-oh. That's why this part's called be honest. Let me ask you an honest question. Forget all the, forget all the circus stuff on a stage at a tent. Or the stuff that's on TV, or even the stuff that's on radio. Here's an honest question. Do you really want to follow Jesus? Don't give me your, the proper answer is to say yes. Yeah, well, think about that answer before you give it because of this passage. Now, among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves this life loses it. And whoever hates this life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Now, I'll ask the question again, because it bears asking. Do we really want to follow Jesus? Because Jesus makes it quite clear in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 20 through 25, dying to ourselves is a requirement. By the way, lest somebody come up and say, well, that's just a fluke of translation. He says the same thing in Matthew and in Luke, so I don't think it's a fluke. It just means that in order to get to a real starting point in the Lord, there has to be a real ending point in us. That's what it means. It's hard not to live for ourselves. It's hard not to go to work, get the paycheck, pay the rent, pay the car bill, get a pizza or get tacos, do all the things that we just hard not to. Right? But while we're doing that, if we are mindful that we're doing it in the kingdom and for purpose, it's one thing. But if we lose sight of our purpose and we do all the things that we do just for us, then we're doing it wrong. They will mock you. Your own family will mock you. They will ridicule you. The world will ridicule. They will make fun of you in a television skit or in an internet skit somewhere. Like they mocked Jesus, they will mock you. But it comes down to that same question we've brought up time and time again. Do they have a heaven to put you in? when you die, are you going to see their faces or God's face? It's not that that part's hard to understand. It's hard to move ourselves from caring what others think to caring most what God thinks. And what God requires of us is for us to come to an end of ourselves in order to find the best of us. You know what's amazing is we have books out on the market that say, I'm okay, you're okay. You know, find your purpose in life. Do all these things. And there are all these, like, the self-promotion, self-help books. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Here is God's plan for you to self-help. Die. Okay. Three of four letters if you're doing diet. It's like die. It's like God wants you to end so that life... You know how you find yourself? By dying. How many books is that in? One, but the only book that matters. You want to find what you're... You know, you go through different stages in life. So I'm in my mid-50s. It's not like a surprise there. If I have another stage, guess what I'm not going to do? Tell God everything I'm going to do. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing this for a year and this for a year. And I'm doing this and this. And here's my plan. And make sure you get your kingdom lined up with all my stuff. Because I got all these ideas. So it's like... That is not even name it and claim it. That is just stupid. That's what we call that. Stupid. Because what we ought to do is say the same thing we said when we accepted or acknowledged or received or surrendered, or whatever word you want to use, to the gospel truth. We should just say, yes, Lord, what would you have me to do? That's what we ought to say. And not be so concerned about leaving our mark in the world, because I got news for you. Everybody that gets a mark in the world's going to hell. Because if you get the mark of the world, you get the mark of Satan, bye. You're gone. You don't want to leave your mark in the world. You want to have the mark in your heart from the Holy Spirit. And by the way, it does say that the Spirit marks people. Oh, no, you might not. That's Revelation 14. Anyhow, I'm just telling you so you know what's going on there. Bottom line, come to an end to yourself, because if you do, then you'll find. Be honest. If you're not there in the faith, say, Lord, I don't know how to help me. Please don't kill me in the process immediately, but help me get to that point so that I can lay my life down and pick up your cross, because that's what it's all about. All right, when we come back, I'm just going to give you this terrible alphabet lesson. I is not before O in the alphabet of God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
National and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Ten first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. On his 75th birthday, a man who had lived his entire life in a small West Virginia town was invited to fly over it. Although he had never flown before, he accepted the offer. After circling the town for about 20 minutes, the pilot returned his passenger to the ground. The man's grandson greeted him excitedly, asking, "Were you scared, Grandpa?" "Oh, no," he said. I never put my full weight down." Well, unlike the example of that hesitant grandfather, true faith puts complete trust in its object. As a Christian, that means you can rest in God and His power and promises. If you are a truly faithful individual, you'll believe God and you'll respond to Him no matter what life brings your way. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Shout out to Agent Squires, doing a great job manning the board, directing, producing, coordinating, and every once in a while making faces and giving comments. Doing a good job there. We do want to encourage you to go to kprz.com to see all the things that we got going on, all the events, different opportunities to save money, different opportunities to see and hear about the different ministries. As well, KPRZ, the Facebook page, so you can be encouraged and inspired on Facebook. It doesn't have that many fluffy animal videos, but it doesn't have some of those other bad videos either. It's kind of a way to look at that right there. All right. We have been talking about false starts and beginning when we end and understanding that it's not about us being the 198-pound strongman, but sometimes being the 98-pound weakling enables the Lord to manifest what He's manifesting. It's His grace that is sufficient for us, and it's His power that's made perfect in weakness. Now, if you think those things through, how could His power be made perfect in weakness? Because it's our stepping aside that allows His power to shine through. It's like, well, okay, that makes sense. And then we did discuss the deep truth and sometimes a reserved truth that in Christianity, the best way to find yourself is to not find yourself, but to die to yourself. As is often in the kingdom of God, kind of like Bizarro World and the earlier Superman comic books, it is the opposite that is true. So in order to see, you must believe. In order to receive, you must give. And in order to live, you must die. Those are all opposites. That's right. You don't think that came out of nowhere, do you? The whole Bizarro World thing. I mean, I'm just saying. It's been around for thousands of years. So how does it shake down? Well, I'm glad you asked me that because I could hear you asking me that through the radio. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. It's no longer I. That's the portion in Galatians 2:20 that if you're a Bible marker, you should mark that part. No longer I. When it's about us, there's the problem. When it's not about us, there's the solution. That's why I is not before O in God's alphabet, because you are not before others. Sorry. I know. I before O in our alphabet, just not in God's. And when we get to the point where we understand, as Paul did, that he was walking his life the best that he could in the power of the Spirit, recognizing it was no longer him, but it was about living for Christ who was in him. I mean, I know the job is important. I know the bank account's important. I know that the kids are important. Look, my grandkids are important. My wife is the most important person on this planet to me. I openly say that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I have many things that I like, many things that go up, many things that go down. When I die, not one of them will stare me in the face, but Jesus will. That's a big difference. You know, you spend, like I do, probably. Okay, Agent Squires is a little different than this because he never gets sleep. But you will typically spend 6 to 8 hours sleeping. You know, somewhere in that ballpark. That's kind of like the average. So if there's 24 hours in a day and you slept 8 hours, you would recognize that one-third of your entire life exists beyond your control. Right? The other third you think you control, and the other third is just throwing darts at the wall. See what happens. But none of it's a mystery to God, including when you sleep. And when you're done with this little journey, this short one, there's another one that's going to begin. And it will be him, and based on what you have done with him, through him, for him, and not based on what other people think. I actually had somebody tell me this, and I'm not joking at all. I was in a restaurant. I won't tell you what city. We're in a nice restaurant, da, 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 da. And the guy said to me, I have my own theory that when I die, I'm going to put myself in heaven. And you know what I did? I looked at him and I said, when you die, you're going to be dead and you're going to face God. And every decision you made against God is going to come slapping you in the face. 10 minutes later, he goes, I was just kidding about that. Sure you were. I believe you now. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. Yay! Good. I'm so taxed, I can't come up with stuff anyway. I'm pretty happy about that. I mean, I don't have anything left. You ever feel empty? Good. Good. Now the Lord can get to work. Hey, you've been on the backside of a desert for 40 years? Good. Oh, you think you can't do it anymore? Perfect. Now you're ready. Because it begins when we end. Not just Moses. Us. Just remember, the word Moses, I'm making this up on the spot, by the way. The word Moses starts with Mo, and then it ends with us. And so we're going to be like Moses, us, we're going to be like Mo, and we're going to come to an end to ourselves so we can do the right thing in the kingdom. Right? No longer I. No longer I. Next time you look at another person, you think, it's not about me. And see how that tweaks your mind. That's what's called for ministry and for character walking like Jesus, which is what we want. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.